Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors, with an office in Overland Park serving you throughout Kansas City. Find us online by going to coveryourassetskc.com for more great information and to listen to past episodes of the show. David, you ready for another great episode today?
Well, I think I'm ready, Walter. I think we got a kind of a good topic. So
I know you're always ready, David. Always ready.
Let's unpack it and see where we go here.
I would describe today's topic as being your bread and butter, David. I think this is maybe your favorite topic, is talking about some measure of Roth or rollover, any of those kind of magic keywords, 401k, IRA, somewhere in that bundle is certainly, I think, your sweet spot. And we're going to be kind of dancing all around that area on today's show. We're going to talk about options for rolling over a 401k. And I'm interested to learn about this, David, and I know you've mapped out a good show for us, because 401ks, what, a plan that a large majority of our listeners probably have or have had at some point in time in their lives. Very, very popular savings vehicle, of course. And rollover, or the concept of rolling something over, is also probably a pretty popular buzzword that people have heard before but may not fully understand how to do it, what it is, why it might be important, why it might not be a good fit, and kind of all the different conversations that surround that. So I can't wait.
Well, good. I hope it's super timely. So time-wise, we're in July of 2020, and we're kind of right in the middle of this whole COVID thing. And a lot of people are getting either furloughed or laid off or soon to be dismissed. If you work at an airline, they're all talking about 50% cuts in staffing. So it's super likely that a number of people listening to this podcast have soon to have a 401k from an X company. Or you'd be surprised, Walter, at how many people walk in my door and have three or four old 401ks. We often call those orphaned 401ks, that are just out there kind of hanging out and nobody's really watching them. So I hope this is a super timely topic for all of our listeners, whether you're in stress because of a job thing that's going on with the whole COVID deal, or maybe you're getting close to retirement and you don't exactly have a plan because you got so many pieces of the retirement puzzle kind of hanging out there on the fringes.
Well, I think it sounds like a good plan, and like you said, timely to dive into these things. So, what are some of the options for folks that have a 401k? Do you want to talk about folks who have maybe left those behind due to a job loss of COVID, or maybe this has happened in the past and it's been sitting there for a while?
Yeah. So when you leave a company, you basically have three different broad options for what you can do with that 401k. A lot of companies will let you leave it there. And I'm going to talk about one good reason why you might want to do that. The second option, and probably the best option for most people, is to roll that money over into an IRA. And then the third is, well, you could just say, hey, send me a check. I need that money. And for a lot of people, that's not going to be the best choice. But those are your three choices. Leave it there, roll it over, or take a distribution.
And so when does it make sense for somebody to do that first one, leave it there?
I suppose there's two things I can think of. One is that plan has such incredible investment choices and such incredibly low fees that you say, wow, I'm going to leave it right there. But that almost never happens. So the main reason that I can think of is, and this is little known, but when you get let go, if you're over 55 but less than 59, if you take money out of a IRA rollover, you're going to pay a 10% penalty on that. But if you're over 55, you still have to pay the taxes when you roll it, when you take money out as a distribution, but you don't have to pay the 10% penalty. And so that's the one really good reason I can think of. A unique situation, somebody's 55 to 59, but they might want to leave it at the company because they can take distributions with no penalty. So that's one really good reason to leave the 401k where it is and not roll it over.
All right. What about a reason for just taking the distribution? Does it ever make sense to do that?
Well, from a financial planning standpoint, it doesn't make sense to do that. from an individual circumstance. That was where it, I guess you'd have to say it depends. But most times what you're doing when you put money into a 401k is you're saying, I'm going to need this money when I retire because Social Security is not going to be enough for me. And most people these days don't have a pension, especially people under 35 or 40. Pensions were gone by the time they hit the workforce. So you should do everything you possibly can to not take a distribution out of that when you leave that company. You should look at all your different options for this interim between old job and new job and not think of that 401k as an easy piggy bank that you can raid. It should be considered a last resource to bridge yourself between jobs.
Last resource. All right, that's good. We'll connect that. So think about that. Taking the distribution equals last resource to break it down in the most simplest of terms, of course. All right, so let's say, obviously, kind of given the two of those things, David, the rollover sounds like it's probably best for most people. So what's this difference then between direct and indirect rollovers?
So this is a distinction that the IRS makes. And there are two different ways to roll your IRA over, your 401k, out of the existing company and into an IRA. One is direct, one is indirect. Indirect, that is oftentimes referred to as a 60-day rollover. And what that means is the company is going to send you, let's say that your 401k has $200,000 in it. They're going to send you a check and you have 60 days to get it redeposited into your new IRA. And if it goes 61 days, the entire transaction is a taxable event, which wouldn't be good.
That's a big hit in one day, David.
Because you're going to have the penalty, the 10% penalty plus the taxes. That would just not be good at all. But the other thing you should know about an indirect is the company is going to say, oh, well, we can't send you a check for $200,000. We can only send you a check for $160,000. And you say, what are you talking about? And they're going to say, well, the IRS makes us withhold 20% just in case you don't make it under the 60 days. And you say, no, 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 no. I'm truly going to roll this over within the 60-day period. And they're going to say, I'm sorry, but I don't have a choice. So you're going to get a check in the mail for $160,000. And if you want to roll over the $200,000, you got to come up with 40 grand out of your own pocket because the IRS won't send you that 20% that was withheld until next tax season. So an indirect rollover, the third thing I would say is you're only allowed to do one of those a year. And if you happen to lose track or you have two little 401ks and you decide to do rollovers on both of them, indirect rollovers, well, one of them became a totally taxable transaction. So I would strongly advise you not to do an indirect or a 60-day rollover. So Dave, if I can't do that, what's my choice? And so the answer to that is you would do a direct rollover, a custodian-to-custodian rollover. So let's just say that your 401k is held at Schwab or Fidelity, and you decide to open up a self-directed IRA at TD Ameritrade, or your advisor, let's say me, for instance, all of my clients' monies are held at TD Ameritrade. So what we would do is, or what you would do if you were a do-it-yourselfer, is you would have TD Ameritrade. They have paperwork that is direct transfer paperwork. We fill it out. We attach an old 401k statement to your transfer paperwork, and we send it off to TD Ameritrade. And through their vast back office, they send that electronically to Schwab or wherever your 401k is held. Schwab gets these every day of the week. They know exactly what to do. They send that 401k balance to TD Ameritrade. It all happens in the back office. Oftentimes, it happens very quickly, and then you don't have to worry about the 60-day rollover. What most happens, if you work with an advisor, what typically happens is you and the advisor will get on the phone and call your current 401k company and say, hey, we're going to do a direct rollover. And what they'll do is send a check to your house, but it won't be made out to you. It'll be made out, in our case, to TD Ameritrade for your benefit. And so that is a direct rollover, because you might be sitting here saying, well, I had a friend who actually got a check at their house, but it was a direct rollover. That's because the check was made out to the new custodian for your benefit, not to you personally. Those are the big differences between a direct and an indirect rollover. Direct rollovers, you can do as many times during the year as you want. 60-day rollovers have a lot of holes you can step in, which can cause you a lot of money because the IRS will not let you fix a mistake that you make with a rollover.
Sounds like the indirect rollovers are just no fun to deal with. Like, just so many problems can happen there. So
it's a bad day.
Yeah, just be really careful. Really careful. If you get that route and you have that check in your pocket, you better not say, "Oh, I'll handle this later on." Do something with it right away. get the right processes started. Don't wait around and let it become that thing that kind of slips and slips and slips a couple of weeks, because 60 days will come at you quick, I'm sure. So here's a question that I've had a lot of people ask me before, David, whenever this topic comes up. Let's say that you do this rollover. Well, what happens with all of those investments? Because you were in a whole bunch of stuff, presumably, in your 401k, and now you've rolled all those things over. Do they get sold off? Do you just keep all of those same investments? How does all that work?
Yeah, so what happens with that is the existing 401k company, the custodian over those investments, will sell all of those investments. They'll all go to cash, and that cash amount is what gets transferred to the new custodian. Now, so since this is a tax-deferred account, all 401ks and IRAs are tax-deferred accounts, you don't have to worry about tax consequences. The IRS never sees those transactions. Nobody cares whether they're purchased at a gain or a loss. They just liquidate the funds, send the, in effect, money market balance now to the new custodian, and you have a fresh start with the new account. And then with the new account, you, if you're a self-directed person or an advisor like me, we determine with you what should that new allocation look like. What I normally find is that people's 401ks are usually chock full of stock market investments, and people don't really know that they're overexposed. But that's also why their 401ks fall so much when the market hits the skids, because they were overallocated to stocks. What you're probably going to do if you're self-directed or whether you're working with an advisor is you're going to pick an asset allocation that makes sense for you based on your age, your risk tolerance, your personal risk tolerance, and the number of years you have to before retirement happens, all in light of the rest of your nest egg. Do you own your house? Do you have a big inheritance pot of money? Do you have a couple of big Roth IRAs? But somebody, you or somebody else, should take a holistic look at your assets and figure out, with this rollover, how should we invest it to make sure that your goals are accomplished when you're trying to get to the finish line that you've decided for yourself.
So let's say we decide, all right, we want to do a direct rollover. Is there a good order of operations that we can kind of follow to make this easy?
Yeah, so let's say you're not a do-it-yourselfer. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, then you have to go and get an account, an IRA account opened at a new custodian. If you come to a shop like mine, we'll open a new account for you, in our case, at TD Ameritrade. But frankly, if somebody's really risk-averse, they may say, and we have this happen all the time, let's say they have a $200,000 401k, and they say, you know, I'm getting pretty close to retirement. I'd like to put a little bit of this into a fixed indexed annuity or some other non-brokerage related investment. So what in that case we'll do is open two different accounts for them. One that's an indexed annuity account, maybe a third of that rollover goes there, and then two-thirds of the money goes to TD Ameritrade. So we open an account with them, and then we pick up the phone and call the existing custodian. I think I mentioned this 3 or 4 minutes ago, but we call that custodian, tell them exactly what's happening, tell them the new custodian and the new account number, and then they process a check sent to the person's home, my new client's home. They bring it in, and we overnight it to TD Ameritrade. That's the actual process that takes place for a direct rollover. You can roll that money into a bank CD. You can roll it into a brokerage account where you do stocks and bonds and mutual funds. You can roll it into an annuity company where you are going to do a fixed, or a fixed indexed annuity, you have options. What you need to do is figure out which option or which options are the best for me. And then once you figure that out, the actual mechanics are fairly easy to manage once you know what you're doing.
Well, I know that it can be an intimidating process for a lot of people just because, hey, you are dealing with a very large amount of money changing hands, shifting hands, and if for some reason you went with that indirect rollover now in your hands and you need to make good decisions with all of those funds that you've worked so hard to save for and to build those funds up over your working years, and you want that to be able to work for you well going into retirement. So if you need any help navigating those waters, it is a really important topic because, as we discussed at the beginning of the show, lots of advantages to rolling over a 401k, or you may need to do it out of necessity right now with a job loss due to COVID and needing some assistance with that route. Lots of options available to you, but you want to do these things in the right way. So if you need help with doing that with David Dickens and the team at Cover Your Assets KC, you can go to the website, coveryourassetskc.com. That's how you get in touch with KC Financial Advisors. Or call 913-317-1414. That's 913-317-1414. David can answer some of your questions and take you through the complete planning review process to get that full, complete look at your financial plan and retirement plan, how it's laid out, how these rollovers fit into that equation, and much, much more. David, thanks for the help on today's program. Enjoyed this conversation. I knew this was in your wheelhouse, and you knocked it out of the park as usual. And we'll have another great topic on tap for next week.
I'm going to look forward to that. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks so much, David. We appreciate it. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. We'll talk to you next time right back here on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.